In the last week, both Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Dunleavy and Democrat Mark Begich have received new endorsements. In a tweet, President Donald Trump threw his support behind Dunleavy, stating the Republican candidate is, quote, for energy and jobs, is tough on crime, loves our vets, and our great Second Amendment. The United Tribes of Bristol Bay announced Tuesday its endorsement of Begich and two other candidates on the Democratic ticket heading into the midterms. U.S. congressional candidate Elise Galvin and House District 37 incumbent Bryce Edgman. Galvin is an independent. Edgman is a Democrat. UTBB Executive Director Alana Hurley said in a statement that each of the candidates on the so-called salmon slate have, quote, demonstrated records and policies supporting protections for our salmon and traditional way of life, end quote. The organization also applauded their opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine. UTBB's endorsement comes 2 weeks before the midterm elections. None of those Democrats' opponents, Republican Representative Don Young, District 37 candidate William Weatherby, and Mike Dunleavy, nor Mike Dunleavy, responded to a request for comment in time for this story. On Saturday, the Chilista Regional Native Corporation switched their endorsement to Dunleavy after Walker dropped out of the race. Chilista also endorsed Young. Both candidates oppose ballot measure 1. Begich supports the measure and also received an endorsement from noted alternative rock band Portugal the Man. In a tweet, the members of the band, which has roots in Wasilla, stated that they rarely endorse political candidates, but they bucked that rule this week due to Begich's, quote, long history of working to protect Alaska's wild salmon fisheries in Bristol Bay.